Good morning, it's Karen Schneider from Free Range Librarian on February 9th, 2005. And in today's podcast, I'm going to talk about two things: a USA Today article about podcasting you really need to read, and a request to my readership to pimp my blog. Oh yes. First, starting with the USA Today article, go to the USA Today website, do a quick search for Radio to the MP3 podcasting, and hand this well-written article to staff and patrons who want to know more about podcasting but have a MIGO attack when they look at the usual geeky explanations. MIGO stands for Mine Eyes Glaze Over. I like the reporter's expression, TiVo for radio. It really groks the concept of podcasting. In fact, I like this whole article with its even coverage, its tips about podcasting, and its general grasp of this tenuously blossoming medium. National Public Radio, reviewing podcasting in the first and second of this month, was condescending in its coverage, as well as unbalanced. Podcasting came off as some kind of Wayne's World toy for white male 20-somethings. Try breaking into National Public Radio. I love it. I listen to it all day. But for many radio wannabes, it's as if there is one publishing house and they have enough writers. Thank you very much. I also like that the USA Today reporter in the article Radio to the MP3 Degree, and by the way, this reporter won a 1997 Pulitzer for beat reporting, interviewed the right principals. He doesn't have a problem going after Apple. He's gone after Microsoft in the past. And he is neither hyping nor pricking the bubble. I can't listen to Don and Drew for more than 5 minutes. It's too much like click and clack without the car advice, but you can't argue with success. By the way, in responses to complaints about this podcast sound quality, yes, I am broadcasting from the bottom of a trash can, and what of it? For the price, this is an amazing capability I have dropped in my lap. But then, I've always had a not-so-secret desire to do radio essays. I adore this American life, and maybe someday I'll do an online essay about my attempts to write for them. The next item? Pimp my blog. Oh yes, drivers wanted. Last Thursday, at the Ontario Library Association conference, over glasses of the delicious local beers, Jenny, shifted librarian Levine, and yes, I am name-dropping and I'm proud of it, told me in no uncertain terms that this girlfriend needs a logo on her blog. Well, yeah, I said, but I have absolutely no design sense. When Sandy and I moved to Palo Alto last September, the movers had to tell me where to position the living room furniture. As you can tell from my blog's rather crude design, I also have no HTML or CSS capabilities and only a rudimentary grasp of movable type templates, sort of at the point of a gun. A while ago, a friend even made a cute little graphic of a cow wearing glasses and red lipstick, which I was completely unable to resize or place in my banner. Although, you know, when I saw that graphic, I thought, gee, I'm a cow? Up to then, I thought I was a chicken. But I could be a cow, particularly in the company of those cows from the Real California Cheese ads. And if you don't live in California or you don't watch TV, please do yourself a favor and Google those up. If this blog could have but one sponsor, it would be those Real California Cheese ads. There is a theory wandering out there in the biblioblogosphere that I can't be a chicken because chickens don't have lips, so I couldn't wear lipstick. But this is a massive digression. Anyway, pimp my blog. Oh, it so needs it. Jenny said, ask your readers. Maybe someone will help me design and implement a logo. So hey, I'm for it. This could be like a reality show. Pimp my blog. Prizes. Oh yes, it wouldn't be a show without them. The winning graphics developer would get a jar of California honey for being so sweet, and one of the last, yes last, Librarians Index to the Internet carabiner flashlights. Rare, limited swag that came out in a special production run of 1,000 and only 25 are left, and I think only 10 of them actually work. And who knows what else will go into the prize basket from my overflowing regifting box. I have a test blog I torture to death. So if you're familiar with movable type templates versions 3 and above, or you wanted to learn, and you want to give logoing Free Range Librarian a try, give me a holler at kgs@bluehighways.com. That's Kite Golf Schneider at bluehighways.com, or leave a comment on my blog under this podcast or elsewhere. Thanks for listening to this podcast. I know it's from the bottom of a trash can. It's also from the bottom of my heart. Have a great day. That's Karen Schneider from Free Range Librarian. Bye.